I'm Dan Klufstad with Illinois News. President Trump signed the Farm Bill into law last week. It legalizes industrial hemp throughout the U.S., but it will be up to states to decide if they'll allow it. Illinois already did, and farmers will plant the crop this spring. Sam Dunklaw has more.
Industrial hemp has long been lauded as a wonder plant. Though a derivative of cannabis, it has almost no THC, the mind-altering component of marijuana. Supporters say it can be used to make thousands of products like paper, cloth, and rope, but it hasn't been widely used since the 1930s. That's when the federal government clamped down on its use. Now hemp is set to make a comeback in Illinois. Democratic State Senator Toy Hutchinson of Olympia Fields calls the new law an exciting opportunity for farmers.
There's so many benefits and there's so many different things that the hemp material can be used to do.
Illinois' Department of Agriculture still has to determine the rules, like how many acres can be planted and where seeds are to come from. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Children under two must use a rear-facing car seat on all Illinois roadways starting Tuesday, unless the child weighs more than 40 pounds and is taller than 40 inches. State Police Lieutenant Matt Boerwinkle says this also applies to out-of-state drivers passing through Illinois.
The rear-facing seat may not be effective in the collar states around Illinois, but we'll make every effort to educate the public as we go forward.
Police could issue a $75 ticket on the first offense and $200 for the second. Children under eight also should be in an appropriate child safety seat. The state EPA is offering $3 million in grants to public wastewater treatment plants that aim to reduce energy consumption. EPA Director Alec Messina says the department worked with 15 municipalities for no-cost energy efficiency assessments. The grant program uses federal funds to upgrade plants. Grant applications are available online from the EPA and are due by February 12th. Some students at the University of St. Francis in Joliet will get a gift, courtesy of the National Science Foundation. Congressman Bill Foster announced the school will receive a nearly $650,000 award to fund 12 need-based scholarships for students from local high schools who are pursuing bachelor's degrees in biology and biochemistry. The money will be provided to the school through the foundation's scholarships in the STEM program. I'm Dan Klufstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. If you overdid it on Christmas cookies and eggnog this year, don't worry, it's not too late to get your health back on track. Dr. Griffin P. Rogers is director of the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases. He says even if you backslid on your diet this holiday, you don't need to think of it as failure.
And even if during the holiday you're not actually losing weight, just staying at a constant weight is you can probably congratulate yourself.
The most important thing, he says, is not to get discouraged. It's never too late, he says, to work on healthy habits. In the Hoosier State, an investigation into allegations that Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill drunkenly groped four women at a party last year cost taxpayers at least $26,000. Documents obtained by the Indianapolis Star through an open records request details expenses by Special Prosecutor Daniel Sigler, the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, and the Indiana Inspector General's Office. Hill has denied the allegations that he inappropriately touched an Indiana lawmaker and three legislative assistants at a bar back in March. A group associated with Route 66 is hoping to attract younger people to the Mother Road through an online campaign. The Route 66 Road Ahead Partnership's 8-week effort spans platforms including YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. The partnership is made up of representatives from the 8 states that Route 66 passes through, including Illinois. The group's goal is to revitalize and sustain the road while promoting it as a national and international icon. I'm Jennifer Fuller.